Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Edios. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. Mishnah Dalet says, Shlosha devarim amar Rabbi Yishmael lefnei chachamim bekerem biyavneh. Three things Rabbi Yishmael said in front of the sages in Kerem biyavneh. That's the name of the place. Kerem means a vineyard, but it wasn't literally a vineyard. Let's take a look in the Bar Neuro. Shahayu Yoshvin Shuros Shuros Shachachamim Kikerem. The sages sat in rows like a vineyard. Zuhanatua Shuros Shuros Shogafanim, which is something that's planted rows and rows of vines. So that's why this academy was called Kerem Biyavne. Continuing in the Mishnah, what were the things that he testified about? Albea Trufa Shehi Nefsuna Al Gabe Yarak Shel Teruma. He testified about a beaten egg that was put over a vegetable of Truma, Shehi Chibur, that it is considered a connective. A connective is that even though the thing itself is not able to receive impurity, if it's touched, it's connected to the thing and transmits the impurity. So the truma, which is a vegetable, can receive impurity from a teful yom, from someone who went to the mikveh but still needs the sun to set on him. But if you touch the egg, normally not a problem, but a beaten egg poured on top of a vegetable, that's considered a connective. If you touch the egg, it will affect even the vegetable. Continuing. Vimhaisa kaminkova, but if it's like a type of hat on top of the vegetable, enochibor, then it's not a connective. So if the egg is beaten and it's mixed in, then touching it would be like touching the vegetable. But if it's sitting on top and clearly separate, then it's not considered the same as touching the vegetable. What else did he testify? Valshibola shibakatsir, varosho magilakama. So let's say that somebody has a sheaf of grain that he neglected to harvest, but the top of it reaches the standing grain. So if you forget to harvest a sheaf, you have to leave it for the poor. But if the top of it still reaches the standing grain, which hasn't been cut yet, imniksra imhakama, if it's cut with the standing grain, harihi shabalabayas, then the owner of the field gets to keep it. Vim lav, and if it's not cut with the standing grain, harihi shaniyam, then it must be left for the poor. The Algina Katana, and the third thing Rabbi Yishmael testified about is about a small garden, Shehimu Kefis Aris, and it's surrounded by trellises. Im Yeshba Kimlo Botser Vasalo Mikan, Umolo Botser Vasalo Mikan. If there's room on every side for someone to harvest grapes with his basket, Tizorea, then this little garden may be planted with other types of seeds. Because remember, there's a law against kalayim. You're not allowed to have mixed species of produce growing together. So that's the amount of space you need to enable to plant this little patch. The imlav, if there's not that much room, lo tizarea, then it may not be sown. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Albea hatrufa, about a beaten egg. Bika'ara, it was beaten in a pot. Shinis arva, hachelbon, v'hachalmon yachad. So the parts of the egg, the yolk and the white, they all get mixed together. V'nesuna agabe hayerek, and it's put then on top of the vegetable. V'nagatvu yom babea, and then someone who went to the mikveh but is waiting for sunset to be purified, he touches the egg. Afal pisha hi chulin, even though it's not sanctified in any way. V'ein shayach truma babea, because truma is not something that applies to eggs. U'tvu yon eno posa b'chulin, and a tvu yon doesn't disqualify non-sanctified food. Nevertheless, afilu hachi havi chibor v'nifso hayerek ki'ilu nagabo. Nevertheless, it disqualifies the vegetable through the egg as if he touched the vegetable itself, because it's a connective. Im hayak min kova, but if it's like a kind of hat, shnis nafcha habea v'nasis kamin kova al hayerek v'chilula tachteha. So the egg puffs up, and there's a shape of a hat with an airspace between the egg and the vegetable. The second thing Rabbi Yishmael testified about was shibola shibakatsir. So he has this grain, this sheaf that he left in the field when he was harvesting. Shiar bikatsira, so shibolas achas shalokatsar. So he left remaining one sheaf that he didn't harvest. Varosh osa shibolas magilakama. And the head of that sheaf reaches the standing grain. Im niktzera, if it is harvested with the standing grain. Im osa shibolas niktzera im hakama, so if that particular sheaf is harvested with the standing, harihi shal balabayas, it belongs to the owner. shehakama metzilsa, because the standing grain saves it. Delo karinan ba losa shuv lakachto, because since he can still harvest it with the standing grain, it doesn't violate the prohibition of going back to get it. He's not going back, he's still going forward, and he's able to get it in one fell swoop. V'imlav, but if it doesn't get harvested with the standing grain, harizu shicha, then it's considered forgotten, v'havila aniyim, and it goes to the poor. So next we're talking about a small patch of a garden that's surrounded by trellises, and a trellis is a fence that has five grapevines trained on it. If there's room for a harvester, a grape picker, and his basket. So if there's room for this grape harvester with his basket to pick the grapes and put them into it as he goes on all sides of this little piece of property. Tizorea, hagina, then the garden can be planted. Behushiarchik hazera min hagefanim kede avodas hagefen, because there's enough space that the grapes need from this garden. Shehishisha tvachim lekol ruach, which is six handbreadths in every direction. Vizorea hashar, and then he can plant the remaining piece of land. Veimlav, but if there's not so much room, she'ein hagina gedola kolkach, it's not that large. Lo tizarea, then it can't be sown. Even if you give the vineyard the same amount of room, so there's not naturally that much space, but you just say, "Yeah, I won't plant there." Nevertheless, since there's not enough space naturally, even if you leave it artificially, it looks as if you're planting your field and your vineyard together. So they don't allow it even in that circumstance. Moving on to Mishnah Hay. Shlosha devarim amru lifnei Rabbi Yishmael. Three things were said in front of Rabbi Yishmael. So in our previous Mishnah, he said three things, and now three things were said to him. V'lo omer behem, v'lo iser v'lo heter. And he didn't respond whether they were permitted or not. Uperishan Rabbi Yeshua ben Masya. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Masyan later explained them. So what are these three things? Hamepis morsa b'shabbos, someone who makes a hole in a boiler, an abscess on Shabbos. Im lasos lapeh, if it's in order to make the opening, chayev, then he is culpable. This is not allowed, and he violates Shabbos. V'im lahotzi mimeno lecha, but if it's to allow the pus to get out, putter, then he's exempt. V'al hatzad nachash b'Shabbos, the second thing is if he catches a snake on Shabbos. Im misaseg shelo yishkenu putter, if the reason is so that he doesn't want to get bitten, that's all, he's just trying to keep it from hurting people, then he's exempt. Vimla refuah chayev, but if he's capturing it because he wants to use the snake or its venom in some form of remedy, so he has use of the snake, then he's culpable. And what's the next thing? Valafasin ironios. This is a type of vessel that was fired in a kiln, and it's a solid ball, it's like a sphere. Shehem tahoros ba'ohel hames, utameos ba'masa hazav. So such a thing is clean if it's in the same building as a corpse, but it can be made impure by a zav, someone who had an emission. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok omer, af masa hazav taharos. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadok disagrees, and he says that this type of vessel is pure even when it comes to a zav, mimnei shelo nigmara malachtan, because it's not complete. It hasn't yet been finished being made, and that keeps it from being eligible to get tumah. Let's look in the Bartonoro. Pershin Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua explained these three things. Emas achayev ve'emas aipater. When they are permitted and when they are not. Im lasos lo pechayev. So if somebody pops a boil or an abscess on Shabbos, if it's to create an opening, then he is culpable. And the Bartonoro Charles Meshum Bone. What malacha does he violate? The prohibition against building. So how is it building? Let's look in the Tosus Yantiv. Da'ashkechan binyan babali t'chaim. We find that the concepts of building apply to living things. Dichsiv, because the Torah tells us, v'yiven es hatzah, that God built Adam's rib. So we see that the concept of building applies to humans and animals, etc. Back in the Bartonoro, v'im l'hotzi mimeno lecha pater. But if his rationale is just to get the pus out, then it is not culpable. De malacha she'eno tzricha l'gufahi, because he doesn't need the malacha for its own sake. Sha'apischa hi ha-malacha, because making the opening, that's the malacha. V'zu enu tzricha lihiyos lo pesach me'achshav, Vein kan ela isura derabanan. And he doesn't care about the hole. He doesn't need the hole per se, so doing it is only prohibited rabbinically. Umishum tsara lo gazur, and such a thing was not prohibited because of pain. Vahavi pater umutter. So not only is he not culpable, he's actually permitted to do so at the outset. Now, what about the case with catching the snake? Im masasek shlo yishkenu pater. If his reason for catching the snake is so that it shouldn't bite him, he's exempt. De'eno tzarech legufo shal davar hanitzud. Because once again, he doesn't actually need the thing that he captured. Vim hayodeya shiyamod v'lo yishkenu lo hayitzad. And if he knew for a fact that the snake wouldn't bite him, he wouldn't bother catching it. He doesn't want the snake, he just doesn't want to get bit. Ubahai nami lo gazru rabbanan, and in this also the rabbis did not make it prohibited. Bahavi pater umutter. So not only is he not guilty, he's actually allowed to do it at the outset. And the third thing is lefasin iranios, this type of vessel that's a sealed sphere. Kli cheres asuma, it's a closed earthenware vessel. Asuyan kamin kadur, it's like a ball. Chilu mebifnim, it's hollow on the inside. Ula achar shemalab minoso bekivshon chot chinoso beemsa v'hu nasis shnei kelim. And after it's fired in the oven, it's cut in half, and two vessels are made from it. Tahoros ba'ohel ha'meis, it's clean if it's in the same building as a corpse. Kolz man shelo chatchuhu, as long as it hasn't been cut yet. The kli cheres ein makabel tuma migabo ela ma'aviro, because an earthenware utensil can't get corpse contamination from its outside, only from its airspace. V'hai ein lo avir. And this has no airspace because it's a sealed ball. Skipping a little, Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok says that even a zav would not make such a thing impure, mipnei shelo nigmura malachtan, because they're just not done being completed in their production. Dechatika shechot chinoso be'emsa zuhi gmar malachtan. He says that when they cut it in half, that's the completion of its production. Vein halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok, but the halacha does not follow Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok. El livunin bekivshon hugmar malachtan. Rather, firing them in the oven is considered completing their work. Hilkach mitumas b'masa hazav afilu kodem shachalko. Therefore, they can be made impure through a zav even before they're separated into two pieces. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Hey. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.